All right, everybody's got a story. We're starting with Steve Bertrand today. What's your story, Steve?
Well, you ever go to church and, well, maybe we should ask Mary this one. You just are overcome with that feeling of elation, you know, your kind of head's light and you're just, it's, there's a word for it. I can't think of what it is, but just overwhelming. You've never felt that way?
Yeah, when it's the incense is going overloaded.
Well, man, that's kind of related, kind of a euphoria. The parishioners at the International Church of Cannabis feel that almost every Sunday.
Come on.
It's a church in Denver. Co-founder Steve Burke has created a community based around what they say is a sacrament of consuming pot rather than reading of a holy book or scripture. They light one up.
We are the first church that allows its congregation to bring its own cannabis into the church and consume in this sanctuary. We don't provide you weed. We don't sell you weed. We don't make any money off of it. All of our services are completely free.
The church hosts weekly services where members can use marijuana and interact with invited guests.
And then drive home.
Dude, man, you're going to finish that?
And that's it? Like, there's nothing other than just getting together and smoking?
No, I think they're serious about it. They say that the regulars get space for contemplation and community about it. They do some community service, and they also have, if you're interested, a cannabis wedding. Now, that would be something.
That would be something, especially if you didn't tell mom and dad till they arrived.
Right. Talk about the contact highs, right?
Cannabis cake? Yeah.
The little cannabis bouquet. I caught the joint, man.
What's your story, Kevin?
Tomorrow is National Hot Sauce Day. You like hot sauce, Lisa?
I thought Kevin was gone because he was silent during my...
I was just waiting to get to mine.
Go ahead.
Well, what kind of hot sauce do you like, Lisa?
You know what? I buy it from a little place in Quincy, Illinois called the Times Square Cafe, and they make it in-house, and it is fantastic.
Nice. But do you have, like, more of a wider brand?
Yeah, what is that? That Cholula or Cholula?
Mary, do you like hot sauce?
No.
Hibisco.
Steve?
Yeah, I found my Cholula, man.
Steve likes the Cholula,
remember,
man. So after your weed church, you can make some nachos
right.
And put some Cholula on it.
Is that real cheese, man?
Is that real cheese? Give me some jalapenos.
I told you I couldn't find the Cholula.
Yeah, I didn't know there was a Cholula shortage in your neighborhood.
I found some.
That's good. Instacart released some data on some of the more popular hot sauces. Number one was Frank's Red Hot. I love Frank's Red Hot.
You do?
Yeah, you don't like Frank's?
Everybody loves it. It's just, it's not hot enough.
Yeah, it's not overly hot or anything. Sriracha was second. Cholula third. Have you ever heard of Berman's hot sauce?
No.
Neither have I. It comes in at number four. Taco Bell fifth. Tabasco sixth. Texas Pete seventh. Louisiana brand is eighth. Tapatio is ninth. And Valentina is 10th.
I'm afraid to try new hot sauces because they last forever then.
Well, on the top growing hot sauce and chili sauce brand, Steve, was...
Cholula?
Momofuku.
Momofuku.
What?
Thank you very much, Mr. Momofuku.
Yeah.
It's like a chili sauce. It's like an oil-infused chili sauce that Bridget and I love, and I gave some to Steve. Or no, Steve bought some, and then the next day brought it into work and gave it to me because he didn't like it so much.
Yeah, I have no recollection of that at all, but I remember Momofuku.
That should be the first word you teach Jack.
Yeah. Mama, Momofuku.
How did I
Not Mama Momo.
Mama Momo. Frank's Red Hot, number one in Illinois. They have a whole.
Somebody said, really? Frank's Red Hot? I could do an enema with that stuff.
Another social media post.
That's on our text line right now.
I mean, these are kind of your everyday hot sauces. They're not going to like burn your face off, but I've got a whole bunch of hot sauce in the fridge.
And everybody's saying Berman's is the Aldi brand. That's at Aldi's.
That's very popular, according to the map, in Iowa and Minnesota.
Okay. What's your story, Mayor?
Okay, we were talking earlier about fishing. Well, is in Minneapolis, they have arch shanty projects that they do every weekend. I think they do this in January on Lake Harriet, and they do it 4 weekends in a row on the frozen lake. So they make art out of the ice fishing shanties. They they have a knitting pavilion where the roofs and the walls are made of knitted panels. They have a windmill shanty this year, a film studio, all this kind of stuff. So, you know, when people are bored in this kind of weather, they do all kinds of bizarre things. I know in the town my husband grew up in, Drummond, they have an annual bar stool race which takes place in February. So they decorate bar stools and race them down the hill. You know, you got to have stuff to do.
Yeah. So. Yeah. And you got to be outside because you go crazy inside.
So that's what they do in Minneapolis. That'd be kind of fun. Is the ice is about 13 inches thick, they said, right now.
Boy, that's a lot of ice.
Lake Harriet.
Well, and there are a lot of outdoor festivals. People in Minnesota do not stay inside in the winter. And that's fantastic.
And they go to school.
I hosted an ice fishing tournament on Lake Waconia one year, and 5,000 people were out there on the lake. And it was 15 below zero.
Oh, yeah. And they cook stuff out there. You know, you make hot dogs, you grill.
I think Lou's a big ice fisherman.
Lou is. Yeah. I think when you get up to after 4,999 people on the ice, I make it 4,998.
That's where you draw the line.
Yeah.
Gotta go.
Hey, Steve's news is coming up next from the Northwestern Medicine Newsroom.